I had a question about the previous sutta.
Yeah.
About the drunken man who achieves stream entry at the end of his life. And before you started to talk about it, I thought you said something about it was controversial in Sri Lanka, and I wondered if you could say a little bit more about that.
Well, I mean, it's sort of the same controversy that the Sakyans were. You know, how was it? It is one, and this is sort of more like, this is not an exclamation, this is sort of like deprecating, sort of, it is wonderful indeed. It is amazing indeed. How can this, how can this be?
Even in present day, you're saying? Even in present day Sri Lanka, it's not?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, it doesn't matter what religion, everybody loves a controversy. Something that you can, you know, generate opinions around, so that is an aspect of, you know, how can that be? How can that be possible?
It's sort of emblematic of the whole greater controversy, if you will, of how easy is it to attain stream entry? You know,
right?
Because there are some people who will say and define it as something that's anybody can do, really, with just a little bit of effort, and there's other people who will say it's actually impossible in this day and age,
yes,
you know, for anybody to attain this country, pretty much everything in between.
Yes. And that's in a bigger context, that's a really important point. Mm-hmm. In that sense of any kind of noble attainment is just so impossibly refined and abstruse, and therefore it's just not accessible to ordinary people in this day and age. Basically, you've got to make aspirations for the next Buddha, because we haven't lucked out. We weren't born during the Buddha's time. This time around, so we've got to hope for the next one. But there's, that's certainly not the within the Thai forest tradition. Then there's a very strong emphasis on the here and now teachings. These teachings are, they're apparent here and now. If one practices them, sees them, realizes them, one will reap the fruits of those insights. And what are you saying? The way that the Buddha actually ends that sutta about Sarakhani, he's in this particular grove with these types of big tree, and he said, even if these great sal trees, Mahanama, could understand what is well spoken and what is badly spoken, then I would declare these great sal trees to be stream enterers, no longer bound. How much more than Sarakhani? In the sense that if one can really understand, you know, what's true and what's false, what's in accordance with Dhamma, what's not in accordance with Dhamma, that's your opening to realizing something that frees one from suffering. And then, how much more than Sarakhani, the Sakya? So that sense of, and of course what it does is put the emphasis back on how do we protect the faculties within us that are able to discern what is true, what is not true, what's in accordance with truth, what's not in accordance with truth. How do we not get hooked by our own kind of attachments and defilements, be able to release them.